Welcome to Concafe for the 21st day of March, the year of our Lord 2024. I'm Pastor Dalio Alberdi. So glad you could join us. So glad we can enjoy a cup of tea together. And I'm sharing with you again something that is related to this holy season of Lent, but not following any lectionary texts that are recommended. In fact, we are looking at the very last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, in a verse that I think a lot of people know, and hopefully a lot more people take advantage of. In the devotional I'm calling, I Took Jesus as My Savior. And if you know, you know where that is from. Anyway, let's get into the Word of God. You ready? I am. Verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into them and sup with them, and they with me. This is the Word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. This was the King James Version of the Bible, albeit slightly altered. There was an old song in Spanish that we would sing that went something like this in English. It was on a Sunday that I met him. And the other stanzas would give you the other days of the week so that you could stand and sing loudly on the day you met Jesus. Now, some of you are saying, well, that hymn is wrong in so many levels. No, it wasn't. It was focusing back to that day when we surrendered our lives to Jesus. It was a reminder to those who had not yet surrendered to Jesus that it should be very necessary in their lives to come to that point where they would accept Jesus. And so it was always neat to be in a crowd with all kinds of lay people and ministers, and then, you know, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, and all of that. And I would stand and sing that it was indeed a Sunday when I met Jesus. I've shared this story before, but I tire not of singing it or sharing it, that it was a Sunday in my church when my pastor shared that invitation that I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I was 8 years old. As a parent, I can tell you that one's child could do nothing better in life than to surrender their life to the Lord at any age, but the younger the better. The above Bible verse is the foundation for many who have given their heart to Jesus, because indeed they opened the door of their heart to Jesus and invited him in. Jesus is faithful, and Jesus will come in and become your Lord and Savior. Now this week, the devotionals that I've prepared, you know, have reminded me a lot of the singing that we did in English and Spanish as I was growing up as a Protestant in a small Methodist church. Became United Methodist after we had long left Kingsville. But some of these songs seem to have disappeared, quite sadly, or if they're singing them, I'm not in the right place at the right time, and I feel like I'm missing out. Well, the song that I quoted in the title was Do Lord. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. The title of today's devotional is from that song, one of the third stanzas, I think. If you know it, knock yourself out and belt it out right now. I'll wait. Welcome back. I love that stanza that serves as our title. It comes after the line that says, I've got a home in the glory land that outshines the sun. You repeat that, it ends with way beyond the blue. Another song that we used to sing a lot was Down in My Heart, which had the best line about who we are as Methodists. The song is a bit sillier in that it has, you know, having joy down in my heart, down in my heart to stay. But somewhere along the line, someone added my favorite, the classic, I've got that chicken-eating Methodism down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? down in my heart to stay. Chicken eating Methodism, great memory. But back to what this week is all about. We're at that crucial point where Jesus is tempted and stressed by all that is expected of him. Yet, Jesus was faithful and moved forward toward what this week was all about. Jesus dying for you and me. It is funny because last night I saw my high school favorite rock band leader, Mr. Vincent Furnier, whose father was a minister, and this rock persona, stage act, and stage name, and even message may have not allowed the light of Christ to shine through. And once I tell you his stage name, you're going to freak out, and you'll remember why. His name on stage was Alice Cooper. And boy, did that shock a lot of people when here is a man singing and dancing on stage, sometimes with boa constrictors, having guillotines on stage, and going by the name of Alice Cooper. What a lot of people didn't know, but should know, that Alice has always been a Christian. He believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And he's not really shy about it, especially now that he's older. In the video that I was watching last night, he said he was being asked about the problem with the modern church and why the church is in the state that it's in. And Vincent said Jesus isn't preached as much as he once was. Alice Cooper said, Jesus is not being preached as often or as much as he once was. True that. I also believe we don't hear invitations to know Jesus like we used to. We don't want to make anyone uncomfortable, or I keep my religion to myself. It's very, very private. Well, dear friend, I took Jesus as my Savior because I knew it was what I truly needed in my life, then and now. I knew that in having Jesus with me, my life would be way different than in any other way I could possibly live. Life was not necessarily easier, but I've come through a lot. But always with Jesus at my side. Not one day have I suffered being hungry or homeless. Christ has provided. And though I may have come close to those situations, Jesus ushered me on and through. My education expected of me when I felt called to be a United Methodist minister, it was provided in ways that can only be classified as miraculous. Health woes that have come calling were dispatched right off, again only in ways that I call gracias a Dios. I've been to places, and I've been to countries that only God could have made possible. And through him, I have the prophet, the promise of that home way beyond the sun and way beyond the blue. You can too. So, dear friend, this is serious. If no one has ever offered you Jesus, here I am offering him to you right now. There's no altar around you, but there's a place if you need, you can kneel or you can just bow your head. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to do anything other than ask in your mind, because it's not a complicated procedure. It's a faith procedure. You simply ask. You invite Jesus by saying that you've opened the door of your heart. You're confessing that you're a sinner and you need to be forgiven. And you say that you truly repent of your sins and you want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. And then begin a daily walk with Jesus. Start and end each day in prayer. Make time to learn all you can about Jesus. Con café helps, but so does reading on your own. Get a Bible and learn to read it. Start on page one and nowhere else. Or go to the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Pray before you read and ask God to help you better understand each verse. and then become the living sermon that others need to hear or see. Reach the world for Jesus. But it begins with you. When you allow Jesus to reach you. Let's pray. Awesome God, we praise you and thank you for Jesus. I thank you for this dear reader, dear listener, dear viewer, who tonight has made a decision to follow you. Hear their prayer, Father, and grant to them this new life and this wonderful walk with your Son, Jesus. I pray you cover them in the blood of Jesus and put a prayer hedge around them, protect them from harm and evil. Lord, be their guide and support. Grant them opportunities to witness to others so that we can indeed win the world for Jesus. This prayer we pray in Christ Jesus' strong name. Amen. Dear friend, have a great, blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Share your life with others and share Jesus with them as well. I love you and I thank God for you. And I pray the Lord bless you and keep you now and always. If this has blessed you, pass it on to somebody else. Let them know the decision you've made tonight and invite them to do the same if they've not already done that. Amen.